You're listening to Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. It's that time of year for pecans, as you can see people everywhere searching grounds around trees and folks shopping for pecans to get those tasty pies ready for the holidays. For Louisiana's commercial pecan growers, though, the harvest news isn't good, as this year's harvest is expected to fall some 3 to 4 million pounds short. Professor Charlie Graham for LSU Ag Center's Red River Research Station explains.
Well, when we originally were doing our forecast earlier in the year, we were estimating that Louisiana would probably have about 15 million pound crop. But since that time, we've had a number of issues which have caused the crop to be decreased in size. Of course, we had the hurricane that was down in the southwestern part of the state, which messed things up a little bit. And also, August was a very unusual month in that we had a tremendous amount of rain for August. This year we had about 12 and a half inches here at the station. Typically we get about 2.7 inches, so well above normal. And what that does with pecans is August and early September is the time at which they're filling the nuts. That's when they're putting all the meat in the nuts. And during that period we had all cloudy, rainy weather, and they really need sunshine to produce food to really fill those nuts well. And so that's going to have a large impact on how well the nuts are filled, as well as how good the kernel quality is going to be.
So will this news of having a lower-than-expected harvest affect store prices?
Well, prices were already pretty strong because we didn't have a huge crop last year, and so there wasn't that much in cold storage. And so prices had started off, you know, at a strong pace early in the season, and this isn't going to help the price any for sure. I mean, you're not going to see prices dropping because there's a glut of pecans on the market. Because if you look on the national scale, I mean, over in Georgia, they also had a hurricane over there. And they were estimating they lost probably 30% of their crop over there, which would be about 30 million pounds. So that was a pretty big hit on a nationwide scale.
That's Professor Charlie Graham for LSU Ag Center's Red River Research Station. To learn more about pecans and other agriculture topics, there's a website, lsuagcenter.com. For Red River Radio News, I'm Chuck Smith.